I'm talking to Miss Jane Scott, a former neighbor of Tommy Irvin's, and a friend of his. The date is September the 19th, 1978. Tell us how you got to know Tommy Irvin.
When we first come from Scotland and we bought this lot out here, Tommy Irvin was our neighbor. He had just moved out. He hadn't been here very long then.
So your family, you were just a small girl at that time?
Oh, yes.
The family had come from Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
And what made your family decide to move to Laurel Street here in the middle of Burnaby?
Well, it was property that was for sale, and it suited my dad's pocket. And we bought the two lots. We had two lots then. There was that one lot and this lot that we're living on. And then there was another house between Tom's and Tom's. There was another house, the next lot. And they weren't here when their house was built, but they weren't here at the time. But then Tom's was the next house to it.
I see. And Tommy's house was here when your
family
built?
When we first came here, yes. Yeah.
Were there many other people in this area?
No. Well, I think we were about the only ones at that time.
Was the Burnaby Lake tram line in when you
Yes,
moved?
It had just moved. It had just been in about 6 months.
And what was the closest station to you here?
Sprott, which is, well, down at the foot of Sprott, and where the freeway is, where the station was right there.
Did your father clear this property?
Yes.
And he built the house himself?
Oh, yes, yes.
What was Tommy's house like when you first remember it?
Well, it wasn't painted then when we, you know, it was just new. It hadn't been painted then. Just about the same as what it was then. There was two of them. There was two bachelors there then, a Mr. Moore and Tom.
Did they build the house themselves?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Did Tommy ever talk about the time that he did build it?
No.
He didn't?
No, I never, no.
What happened to Mr. Moore?
Mr. Moore died. He died about, I guess 2 or 3 years after we came out here. And they had built a big, of course, at that time, we used to have quite severe winters, a lot of snow anyway. And they built a great big sled that they used to pack the wood and stuff on. And of course, when Mr. Moore died just a few days before Christmas. And there was no, of course, we didn't have roads up here. It was just more or less a trail. And there was no way of bringing a vehicle up here to get Mr. Moore. And he was taken away in the sled that they built down to the hearse, or whatever it is that takes the body away.
Mm-hmm. And Tommy pulled the sled himself?
I think so. If I remember right, I think so.
Mm-hmm. And did he live alone after that?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
How old would you say he was when you first knew him?
Well, he would be, let's see, do you know when Princess Margaret came out here?
1958.
Was it 58? Well, he was 100 then, because he met Princess Margaret. And she shook hands with him on account of him being 100 years old, because she came out here. What did she come out here for? She came out here for the opening of something or other.
Was that the centennial year, 1958?
Yes, I believe it was. And Tom met her. He was living in Westminster then at that time. But he came down and he shook hands with Princess Margaret. And he was 100 then.
So, what year did your family move here?
We came here in 1913.
So he probably would have been about, just about 50.
Yes.
At that time.
Yes, because he didn't work too much longer after that, because he retired.
What did he do for a living?
He was a bridge builder. Hmm.
Do you know any of the jobs he worked on?
But Jack could tell you that. Jack could tell you that because...
Did he work around here or did he travel?
No, he traveled. He was away. He'd be away for 2 or 3 weeks at a stretch. He used to go, he was up at the Bridge River. He was up at Bridge River. I believe he helped build that trestle up there.
If he was a bridge builder, was he a handyman around the house?
Yes. Oh, yes. They did everything themselves. I mean, like and they painted their own house. And yes, I would say he was.
Was he a neat housekeeper?
Very. Very neat. Yes. Very neat. Their house was kept beautiful. Yes, very nice.
How old were you when you first moved here from Scotland?
I was 5.
Oh, so you probably would remember quite a bit.
Oh, yes.
About him at that time.
Yes.
Did you and your brothers and sisters go down and visit him very often?
Oh, yes. We were down there all the time. We had the gramophone.
What sort of gramophone was it?
I can't remember the name of it, but it was just a small, one. It was a kind of a light varnish, you know, light color.
A hand crank?
Yes, hand crank, yes, right.
And was it the sort that had the horn outside or inside?
It didn't have a horn. It had the, you know, where you drop the needle down on the record.
So it was just a small box.
Yes. Yeah.
And what sort of records did he have?
Well, he had comical records, Amos and Andy, and he had this one about the baseball. A comical record, and then he had Over the Waves, and Oh, You Beautiful Doll. He had that one. And what else did he have? He had a lot of the songs of the day, old records, you know, he didn't go in for this.
I guess jazz would be popular at that time. But
yes.
Did he like jazz?
But he didn't, no, not very much, no.
Mostly light, popular music.
Right, yes.
Did he have a lot of records?
Oh, he had a lot of records, yes, he did. He had an awful lot of records, and he was always buying them 3 and 4 at a straight time, you know. And, I can't remember any more that he had. I can't remember all he had. But he had an awful lot of records.
Did he like to read?
Yes. Yes, he did. And he was... I don't think he had much schooling because he was an orphan, I think, and he worked... I think he... worked on a farm back east, and he used to read a lot of history books, geography books, and I don't think he went in for fiction or anything like that, but he liked those kind of books because he used to get our school books and read them, you know, history and geography and that sort of thing.
You say you think he was an orphan. Did he talk very much about where he came from?
No, not very much. I know that he had a sister. He had a sister. I don't know how many brothers he had, but apparently they were separated. He didn't know very much about them.
He worked on a farm back east. Do you know where he was before that?
No, I don't.